Welcome to Real Estate and You. Folks, you got a treat today. I got Tommy Olive, Mr. Ho 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 himself, Christmas time. We're going to tell you about a lot of neat things going on right before Christmas. Okay, I know you're excited this time of year, and since you were a little kid, and I know your mom, what she did at Olive's. But folks, I'm going to tell you right now, if you haven't had a chance yet to go by Olive's, this is the time of year you want to go by Olive's. I mean, you're thinking a nursery, you know, in the summer, spring, but the way they decorate the nursery and what they do is phenomenal.
Too many people have never been in there. They've never seen it.
Well, they're not from here then.
I'm afraid some of them are.
So
they're invited in.
Yes.
You're not in trouble. We just want you to come by.
And they could bring a sandwich and have a lunch with you if they wanted to.
That's right. I'll stop and have lunch with you if you just come in and see me.
First off, your Christmas trees. Now, I bought several over a lot of years. So to ask Tommy, which is kind of cool, folks, especially if you're like me and you have a hard time fixing stuff. What I like about Olive's is you buy the tree from Tommy. They come set it up. You decorate it, and I bet you'd probably even decorate it if somebody wanted you to.
We would.
But, because I think you did that before, but decorate it, and then after Christmas, call Tommy, and they come pick it up and store it, so you don't have to mess with it. Till next Christmas, he brings it back out.
Crazy.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's a big deal for us to take care of and to actually get it done, because everybody wants them at the same time.
Right.
But we get it done, and you know, we're glad that we get to be a part of so many Christmases and family Christmases in town by being sure they get a good tree and they don't have to go through the anguish of dealing with those lights. That's the only reason we do it.
Well, I mean, let me tell you how durable those trees are. This has got to be 15, 18 years ago. You know, the realtor in me popped out. We already had our tree up.
Yeah.
We already had it decorated, and somebody wanted to buy my house, and I sold it to him. So we loaded a decorated tree in the back of my pickup, going about 3 miles an hour, and took it from the sold house to the new house 4 days before Christmas. It was bad for me. It was not a good thing to do. Wives do not appreciate that.
You know, we've done that before, and we've used that pallet wrap, shrink wrap stuff, and that kind of helps sometimes with some of the ornaments.
I wasn't that smart.
Yeah.
We had to just put it all back together. But anyway, they're durable. They can be moved around. But what about the live trees? Are y'all still doing a bunch of live trees? Not as much?
You know, we used to have a forest down there when you were a kid. We were little
flocked,
boys.
Doing flocked and everything.
Yeah, it was a different world. And we began to sell more artificials, and we sold less cut ones. And there's kind of a minimum you have to get them in here. And one of the things I liked least in life was throwing those live trees away after Christmas, because if you didn't, you know, just more and more, I didn't sell each year.
Yeah.
And so I remember the year I just didn't get any.
Well, I know this.
Sad.
Like you said, growing up, and Tommy's 100% right, my mother was a huge Olive's fan, so we went there and did her stuff, and that's where she did her stuff. She was stuck for many, many years. Most of my young life, we were not going to have an artificial tree. It was going to be a real tree and a spruce.
Well, there were balsams from
from
New Mexico. Is what a lot of them.
And sometimes
were.
It was flocked, and sometimes it was just regular. Yeah. But she decorated the tar out of it. But I'm going to say in her last 10 years of her life, she actually got an artificial tree from you because it looked, you couldn't tell, it was so real looking.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but anyway, it just shows it has changed. Everybody's changed on it. I guess probably this year especially with all the weird stuff going on.
It's been a different year, and we don't know what the future is going to hold, but somebody mentioned it yesterday, and I said, you know, we might as well expect it to be good, because sometimes you get what you're looking for and your expectations.
I'm so glad you said that. That is such a shining star in what's going on, and I agree with you 100%. You know, if you expect it, sometimes you get what you want.
That's right.
You know, and if you expect something bad, sometimes you get what you want. So I'm with you. I'm hoping 2021 is, you know, get people well and get rid of the corona and go down the road and have a great year.
Well, I tell you what. Should we tell them the truth? We're not wearing masks right now, Scott.
But we're about 6 feet apart.
That's right. And as I remember in the beginning, it was 6 feet or a mask.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't 6 feet and a mask.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
I don't either.
I mean, that's what social distancing is about. And but it's just good to see people's face.
Yes.
And your smile. And
you know, I'll say that because I smile a lot. I like to smile. I'm a pretty happy person. The people can't see you smile with a mask on. So when you're looking at them and you're smiling, they don't know that you're saying hi. You know, how's it going?
I know.
So hopefully, I guess they started the vaccinations or whatever they started the 15th. They showed that on the news that people were getting them.
Hundreds of thousands, and yes.
I do agree with this. They said that they're going to have the elderly people will get it first, and the healthcare providers, which they should. I think that's the right thing to do, and go down the deal. And I was saying, well, I think the older people should get it. And then they point out, well, Scott, you know, you're now one of those older people. So you're okay.
Are you sure?
I know.
Am I?
I don't know.
I'm older than you are.
It took me by shock. I said, wait a minute. I is one.
Ooh.
So, okay, let's talk about some olive stuff. Yeah, because you all know I'm a huge fan of olive oil, olives oil.
Yeah. And you know what?
It works.
If you put it on in the wintertime and it rains, you know, rain is, I tell people, talk to them about, well, if it rains, it's going to do better. And they say, well, I'll water it.
It's not the same.
No. Totally different. But if you put olives oil on and it rains, and I always put mine on, if I think it's going to rain, I'm out there doing it because it just makes it that much better. But you can get a ton of change and improvement in your soil through the winter if there's some natural moisture. So now it's still good. I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, I'll tell you this. I caught holy heck. I'm just going to say hell heck. We had a yard, the house in Midwood. And so we got it, and Tommy's telling me about it and how to do it. So Claire gets it. My wife gets it. She's got it. She's doing it. And we said, I just want to do the backyard. I want to test it. Don't do the front yard. So we did the backyard, and she's out doing it. So I'm videoing her.
Yeah, I remember that.
And her doing it, and I put it on Facebook. Well, all the comments were, why was she out there working while you were sitting on your behind videoing her? Which was a good question. She thought about that later, too. But here's what I'm going to tell you, folks. You could tell it was about 6 weeks. You could see a difference in the front yard and the backyard. And the only difference we did was the olive oils.
Well, I hear... I didn't promote it for 9 years. I made it for 9 years, and I kept hearing stories like that, and one or two negative stories that they thought it was a fertilizer, but it's not a fertilizer. It's more like a six-week thing. It takes a little time for it to do something. And anyway, after 9 years of positive almost every time, I started promoting it.
Which you should. It's good. And you were telling me another deal, because I know at my office, and I need to do this. I'm going to wait till the spring, I think, where I have jasmine, but the ground's not good, where some of it's not growing. You said there's something besides olive oil that you have to condition the soil?
Yes, but just mulching with compost on top of the ground. I like to remind people about how God does it. The cow poops, the rabbit dies, the leaf falls, and he changes the soil from the top down.